NPR's business news starts with restructuring at the nation's biggest bank. Citigroup announced this morning that it's eliminating 17,000 jobs. That's part of a sweeping reorganization. Other jobs will be moved overseas. And executives say this restructuring will save the company about $9 billion over the next 3 years. David Enrich is covering Citigroup for the Wall Street Journal.
This is the world's biggest bank. They have operations all over the world, ranging from in retail banking, the branches of D.C. on every street corner, to mortgage loans, auto loans, student loans, to some more complicated operations all over the world that involve investment banking and trading and very sophisticated financial products.
They're loaning money to third world countries as well as to mortgage borrowers in the United States?
To governments, all sorts of governments, third world countries, first world countries. Their financial activities spans just about every area in the world.
Which was the point of forming this conglomerate, so it could do everything and have this giant economy of scale. Now, how's it going to be reorganized?
Well, they're looking at all sorts of things. It ranges from, as you said, tens of thousands of job cuts or relocations to some more mundane changes, such as trying to make more efficient use of real estate, streamlining some of their technology systems. The problem for Citigroup is that they've grown over the past 10 years into the world's biggest financial services company, and they haven't ever taken big steps to try and combine some of their systems and make things more efficient. So this is something that a lot of other banks over the years have done, and Citigroup is kind of behind the curve on.
Is there something forcing them to take those steps now that they haven't taken in the past?
Yeah, there is. Citigroup CEO Chuck Prince is under a lot of pressure from investors because costs have been rising much faster than revenues of the company. And his job is basically on the line this year. He needs to show that he can maintain discipline to keep costs low. And this is something that he has acknowledged, really, is a reaction in part to shareholder frustration with the company's profits and the company's stock price, which has been essentially flat over the past 4 or 5 years.
What sort of banking jobs can you move overseas?
Mainly what are called back office jobs, which are things such as people in call centers, the people who process loans. Right now for Citigroup is often in a call center in Florida, Texas, Arizona, places like that. A lot of those jobs can be moved overseas to places like India, Indonesia. There also are a lot of the kind of technology jobs that Citigroup uses internally to run all of its incredibly complex systems that basically power the company.
Well, now, when you talk about a bank moving jobs overseas, is there also a reflection here of the world economy, that there are more and more lending opportunities, financial opportunities overseas relative to the United States?
The thing that sets Citigroup apart from any other financial services company in the world is the breadth of its international activities. In terms of what's been announced today, I think that's more a reflection of the tough environment they're facing in terms of cost cuts and not so much about them wanting to expand overseas, although that certainly is a reflection. I'm sure that's one of the ways they're going to try and spin it.
You said that's how they'll spin it.
Well, they're very sensitive because they've got 300,000-plus employees around the world. They're a $250 billion company, and they don't want to be seen as downsizing. They want to be seen as making a more nimble, more effective operation that is actually positions them to grow more. Now, the struggle is that shareholders are really most interested in the cost cuts, but it's a balance for them. They see this as making it more efficient for them to grow, more possible for them to grow in the future.
Mr. Enrich, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
David Enrich is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.